Well, now to those massive student walkouts today. CNN sound of young people chanting against the NRA at the White House as students across the country marked 1 month since 17 people were killed in a school shooting in Parkland, Florida. It was an awakening for many students, including Zach Hipschman. He is a junior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High. He was there that day. Two friends were killed. He recently co-founded the group Parents Promise to Kids, a downloadable contract parents can sign, a pledge they can make. Zach joins us now. And Zach, that day you were sitting in a closet with others. You could hear the shooter. I'm imagining those memories are still here.
It never goes away from you. It's always that little chunk in your heart, but it does subside and it does fizzle out over time. And I never want it to ever happen to anyone again, because what I experienced that day was just on a whole nother level of just being scared and not knowing what to do, and just the fear of the unknown was overpowering. Mm-hmm. So we're fighting so that it will never happen again.
And so you've got this Parents Promise to Kids, Grandparents Promise to Kids. There's a general promise contract that mm-hmm. people can download, and we'll give them information about that. But what's the promise?
The promise is children under 18 obviously cannot vote, and child obviously want change laws. But since they can't vote on that yet, they have their parents promise them that they'll vote for legislators and politicians who put the safety of children over guns.
Well, here's the deal. That mm-hmm. means different things to different people. Now, you know, the marchers mm-hmm. today are asking for a ban on assault weapons, universal background checks before gun sales. So they're asking for these very specific things. You're not. Now, for someone, mm-hmm. safety before guns might mean armed teachers. For someone else, it might mean guns banned from school grounds. Why did you leave it wide open like that?
We wanted the concept to be simple. I know you can interpret it in a lot of different ways, but our whole main objective is for people to put the safety of children over guns and over money. We don't want politicians taking money and supporting the NRA, who is not going to put child safety over guns.
Well, and as you know, they say they do by, mm-hmm. for instance, having more guns in schools. So it starts going round right. and round. I'm wondering, too, if you wanted to leave it a little wider open, because I'm wondering if you've watched some of your friends, Sarah Chadwick, mm-hmm. for instance, yeah. And there's Delaney Tarr, who mm-hmm. have gotten into real battles
right.
with right-wing commentators, right. with conspiracy theorists. Laura Ingraham, one of the right-wing commentators, chided Sarah Chadwick for saying something like, we should change the name of AR-15s to Marco Rubio because they're so easy to buy, you know, implying that
right.
politicians were easy to buy. And you start getting into that kind of back and forth. It can get pretty nasty pretty fast.
100%.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people are making this about red and blue. We're getting too into the political aspect. And we're fighting here for our safety. I feel like we're getting too much into, hey, let's start bashing politicians. Hey, let's start fighting with people on Twitter.
Well, but I guess my point is that you may not think you're, getting involved with politicians, but you can't help it, you know, if you start putting opinions about gun control on right. social media. And by the way, does it bother you at all? A lot of people don't know that this march is produced by an arm of the Women's March, which somebody sees, you know, political. It came up in response to President Trump's inauguration and his comments
right.
about women. Do you have friends who are saying, there's no room for me in this? My family has guns and we hunt.
You know, I haven't heard anyone say that, but if they do, my response would be, please stop making this about red and blue for the love of whatever. I mean, come on now. People think that we're trying to make their guns go away, but that's not true. It's just there has to be regulations to stop a 19-year-old psychopath from getting an AR-15, a mass killing device that killed 17 and could have killed a lot more at my school.
By the way, you wrote in your very poignant post, you knew Nick Cruz. You watched him, mm-hmm. you know, what, break glass or when he was a
right.
kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been suspended for hurting animals, for breaking glass at the middle school. He's just always been a bad kid, but somehow he was able to purchase a weapon, and I don't think that should be allowed.
Yeah. I'm imagining that what has happened to you, there's a loss of innocence, a loss of childhood. I mean, how would you describe
it? I'd say there's a loss of a feeling of safety and protection, because I just feel like every time I hear a trunk slam, it raises my awareness. Every time I see someone a little bit weird walking into my school, it makes me wake up. It's just stuff like that that didn't affect me before is now scaring me a little bit in public. And that's just nothing I can change about that. It's just time has to heal. But stuff like that is making me more aware, more than ever.
Zach Hipschman, a junior at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High, will link you up to his contracts at hearnow.org. Zach, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.